To heaven being down here at Fairview Memorial tonight, isn't it? I can't think of the used to pastor over at Hanging Fork, and he told me he never heard my daddy preach unless he did at least a part of a song. And you know, I started reflecting back on that, and I don't think I ever heard my daddy either stand unless he did a part of a song. They didn't ask for anything this evening when they come to sing, but they need a little gas money as they go from place to place. Brother Bridges, would you lead us in another song? I don't think there's any more song leaders here that I'm know of, and we're going to stand at this time and take up a free will offering for the singing seniors. So Brother Paul and Brother Ralph, would you all pass the offering, please? And then after we get this taken care of, then we want Brother Joey and Sister Maddie Joe to come up and do a special for us. As we stand.
We're going to use this mic right here.
I forgot to bring Maddie's stepping stool, so we're going to stand here so you can see her. Maddie Jo is, she's not been playing the mandolin very long, and she wanted to come back and try another song where she could play the mandolin. 2, so we're going to do Will the Circle Be Unbroken.
Will the circle be unbroken?
About a song to do tonight that would be maybe a little relevant to the day. This is a song that the Lord allowed me to write a few years ago, and a lot of people might think it's a Christmas song, but it's a Christmas song, but it's also an Easter song too, because it takes us from his birth to what he did on the cross, and it's called One Little Baby. One silent night, one little town, two needed shelter, but none. Soon found a stable fit for a king. Oh, one little baby. One little manger, one little bed, one loving mother to cradle his head. A head that with thorns would be crowned. Just for me, oh, one little baby. One little
perfect plan. One dying Savior to raise fallen man. The valley of sin God began to span with one little baby, one shining star from far off was seen. Three wise men came to worship their king, a king on whose kingdom was not earthly ground. Oh, blessed Savior, one holy Lamb, one sinful world in His tiny hands. Hands He'd stretch out to be nailed to a tree. Oh, Savior to raise fallen man. The valley of sin God began to span with one little baby. One little day upon bended knee, I met this dear Savior at dark Calvary. Born for the world to die just for me. Oh, one little baby. Born for the world to die just for me. Oh,
thank you, Brother Joey and Sister Maddie Jo. She's just growing every service and every time she performs. And the subject this morning that we heard was honoring the resurrection. And you know the singing seniors have done that here tonight, and you all that have had a part. I want to thank all of you for $158. I have a distant cousin that's here tonight, Dr. Linwood Montell. I don't see him right now. Would you raise your hand, Dr. Montell? He must have stepped out right now, but he's not here, I guess. Brother London, that's about to come up, he and Sister Allison, his granddaughter. Brother London had a brother named Ray Denzel. And about 15 or 18 years ago, our revival was going on over at Antioch. We had afternoon services. And he come to that afternoon service, and we had some on the altar. And he came in the altar to pray, to help pray in that altar prayer for the church and for those that were on the altar. And Brother Ray Denzel got happy in the Lord. And that's a memory that I'll take to my grave. Brother Radford. Where at this time, we're going to ask Brother Radford and his granddaughter, who's a member of our church, Sister Allison, to come on up, and he can share his thoughts with you on how he feels about what he's about to ask for. last fall, St. Jude Hospital asked me to do a trail ride to raise funds for the hospital. And I talked to Allison and had her to talk with different ones. I talked with Allison and I told her to ask the church if it would be all right if I came and asked for a donation for the hospital. I'm going to ask all churches that I go around and sing to. I know y'all have been hit pretty hard here with donations today from what they tell me. And don't give just because I ask you to. Give because you want to. But I tell you one thing. You can't outgive the Lord. There's no child turned away from the St. Jude Hospital. And if you don't have insurance, you'll never ask for money. And they've got the greatest and the finest facilities to cure cancer there is. In fact, they have come from 4% to 85% survival in children with different types of cancer. So, you let your heart lead you. They say they're gonna set the plates out front there, and if you feel like giving something, I will appreciate it, and I'm sure the hospital will appreciate it.
I made copies of a brochure that Papa gave me. There'll be some by the offering plates.
Let's see.
If you want to pick one up as you leave to see what you're giving to and to read more about St. Jude.
It's a little different than the one I've got.
So.
But they treat children from all over the world, regardless of race, religion, creed, or what have you. I come to ask for that, and I also come to serve the Lord. I was sitting on a coal pile in Fort Benning, Georgia. And I asked the Lord to let me learn to play one of these things. And if he would, I'd play it and sing it in his house. I'm not very good. I've got a song. I'm not used to a mic. Y'all have to excuse me. Arms of Love, yeah. I've got a song here that I want you to listen close to the words of it because it tells it all. B-B-D-G-E-A.
I was going to do the melody.
Okay. So. I walked into the church house, my life all wrecked with sin. I didn't know what to expect when the service began. The man of God opened his Bible and the words he read rang through, and God's convicting power broke my heart in two. And I found out that Jesus died for me, and in my heart I could have peace. The fortunes of this world, no fame did I need, arms of love are reaching down for me. When the altar call was given, the church rang out in song.
Old Satan tried to tell me there was nothing wrong, but my tears started flowing and I knew I had to go. And there on that old altar, the Lord saved my soul. Yes, he did. And I found out that Jesus died for me. And in my heart, I finally had peace. No fortunes of this world, no fame did I need, arms of love are holding on to me. Arms of love are holding on to me.
I've got kind of got a touch of bronchitis. Ship of Zion. There's three songs that I know of that's been wrote by about the old ship of Zion. And this one here is my favorite. And I dearly like the last verse. The old ship of Zion is sailing. Defying the tempest, she's riding the foam. When water, the old ship of Zion is sailing for home. The old ship of Zion still sailing today. She's gathering pilgrims along on life's way. She's landed her millions and still landing more. The saved of all ages on some barren shore. The old ship of Zion unfailing, out over life's ocean still sailing. Defying the tempest, she's riding the foam. The old ship of Zion is sailing for. The old ship of Zion, no wonderful sight. Her beacons are shining far out in the night. Sweet music is ringing, her echoes prolong, while millions are singing a glad, happy song. The old ship of Zion unfailing, out over life's ocean still sailing. Defying the tempest, she's riding the foam. The old ship of Zion is sailing. The old ship of Zion is sailing for home. Defying the tempest, she's riding the foam.
the wind and the waters obeying the Lord. No ship can go down with the master on board. The old ship of Zion unfailing, out over life's ocean still sailing, defying the tempest, she's riding the foam. The old ship of Zion is sailing for home. I got my ticket on that old ship back in 1948. Still got it. One day I'm going to ride it. You have anything you want to do, hon?
You want to do Troublesome Waters? Troublesome Waters?
Troublesome Waters. We had a wonderful service at my home church this morning. The Sunday school teachers didn't even get to teach. They come as testifying, and shouting, and singing, and just a wonderful service. It's good to be where the Spirit is of the Lord. Amen. We'll do one more and turn it over to somebody else. And I do want to say, before I forget it, I'm just an old country boy and very unlearned. And I forget things quite a bit anymore, but I certainly have enjoyed the senior singers. They blessed my soul. I certainly enjoyed them. Troublesome waters round me roll, rocking my boat, troubling my soul. Loved ones are drifting, sinking in sin. Troublesome waters pulling them in. But gently I feel touch of God's hand, guiding my boat to a better land. It's leading away to heaven's bright shore, where troublesome waters I'm fearing no more. Out on the high sea there's danger untold. There's a mighty big monster troubling my soul. But under the waters there's an unseen hand guiding my boat to that better land. Then gently I feel touch of God's hand, guiding my boat to a better land. It's leading away to heaven's bright shores, where troublesome waters I'm fearing. sin waves are dashing, rolling so high. Above this loud noise, you can hear my sad cry. Lord, I'm trusting, have mercy on me, and steady my lifeboat while I'm out at sea. Then gently I feel touch of God's hand, guiding my boat to a better land. It's leading away to heaven's bright shore, where troublesome waters I'm fearing no more.
As far as the donation, whatever you might give, I want to thank you, and the children of the hospital thank you. I hope I didn't get it upside down like I did today at our church.
Well, thank you so much for some fine singing. I didn't know Sister Allison could do that. That's the first time, I'll tell you, that's, for me at least.
Brother Stoll, there's one other thing I'd like to say. Whatever they might give, I want the secretary of the church to take it and make out a check to St. Jude Hospital.
Okay. Okay. You hear that, Brother Paul? Okay. Brother Roy Lee, you've been asked to do a special for us this evening, and so at this time, we want the singing seniors to come back and finish this evening out as they feel led to. So, Brother Petty and Brother Roy Lee.
You want me to do this recitation?
Yes, we do.
Really appreciates what's been said and done here tonight. I hope I can remember the words. I never get this kind of request, Brother Wayne, so pray for me. The title of this recitation, Story of Separations, I wrote this back 30-some years ago when the Vietnam War was going on. And just think of all the separations that we're facing today and what kind of trouble we're in. So y'all pray for me. I hope to remember the words. I think about separation in many a way. As I leave my family and go to work, we're separated throughout the day. As I return at night and greet it with a kiss, my little boy and girl jumps up on my knee. It makes me think I have been missed. Then there's another separation, a call to war. This is dangerous and you travel far. My friends come to see me and say goodbye. Some bow their heads and even cry. My family seems saddened and grieved. We have always been closed and they hate to see me leave. The church meet and pray. If it be God's holy will, he'll watch over me while I'm away. Then there's another separation, which is death. That to me is so sad, but we will all face this one, whether we've been good or bad. Death brings our earthly journey to an end, and my friends, there's many of us will never see one another again. But there's a hope and a great reward for those that die in the Lord. Then there's a time of all times, a day of all days, a separation of all separations, the final separation day. At this time, we'll stand before our Lord and Savior and be judged. Many will be rejected because of sin. There will be a few accepted, for they were faithful until the end. Will we be separated from our families forever and ever? Or will we serve God and live in heaven together? Let us all draw close to God and pray and be prepared for this final separation day. Thank you for listening to it. At least you all have one. We have some of your members here in our group, and you can tell they've been with the Lord. So, go ahead.
I just want to say I'm very thankful to be here tonight. And as one of our members said last year, you know, there's always been that well inside me since the Lord saved my soul. And this is just one way you can let it out. When you get up and sing and the Lord blesses your soul, no matter what it sounds like, you know, it may not be the best singing you've ever heard, but if the Spirit's leading you, then it blesses you, and I hope it blesses somebody else. Being a part of this group has been one of the greatest things in my life, and I want to thank each and every one of them tonight. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love.
Amen. We want to ask the Clark family to come up and sing at this time. It's hard to get this family together, those two daughters with their mom and dad. So we're going to ask them. And it's been requested that Junior's group or Bill's group sang I'm Feeling Fine after them.